to check out SteveGerber.com every day. We've got some new folks working with us, and as a result, it's freed up some time for me to put more columns up, trying to do it several times a week now. A lot of it lately about Elon Musk and so forth, as you can imagine. More columns, more information, more fun at SteveGerber.com, and soon a lot more videos as well. SteveGerber.com, check it out. You can also find our clients and our affiliates and Liberty Page, David Kaminer, both writing daily columns as well. Fascinating. Plus, just the news information with John Solomon. So how do you beat all that? You don't. You go to SteveGerber.com and you put yourself in a place of information and entertainment. All right. So, Senator John Kennedy, he's informational and he's entertaining. Taking a moment to identify what a woke person might look like or act like. Bite number 9. Go.
These woke, high IQ, stupid people, they're easy to recognize. They hate George Washington. They hate Thomas Jefferson. They hate Dr. Seuss, and they hate Mr. Potato Head. These woke, high IQ, stupid people, they walk around with Ziploc bags of kale that they can eat to give them energy. Now, if you want to eat kale, that's up to you. I don't eat kale. You know why? Because kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat. And these high IQ stupid people, the wokers in charge in Washington, D.C., the berserk wing of the Democratic Party, they hyperventilate on their yoga mats if you use the wrong pronoun. They're all over Washington, D.C.
Hyperventilating on their yoga mats. Kale tastes like I'd rather be fat. Okay, which reminds me of they've got these, I swear to God, they're the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted. Like, it's like eating rotten fish. They've got these seaweed snacks. I kid you not, if you haven't seen this. Seaweed snacks. And Ivy buys them at Costco for the kids. The kids like, those are kind of good. They're like feel like a potato chip. It's green, of course, dark green. And I put one in my mouth, and I felt like I wanted to scrub my mouth with a wire brush. That's how tasty they were. I wanted to scrub my mouth with a wire brush. That's how awful they were. I'm not kidding you. Seaweed snacks. Yeah, pass on the seaweed snacks, all right? I want to put bleach in my mouth after that and enjoy the taste of bleach. After eating these seaweed snacks, I'd rather be fat, all right, than I would never eat. Not to mention there's like 2 calories in, a pound of the stuff anyway. It just absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. Let's see here. Public school teachers, I'm going to jump to bite number 11 here, I guess. Bite number 11, public school teachers, generally good. My mother was a school teacher, right? And so I have a lot of respect. My grandmother was a school teacher. A lot of respect for public school teachers. Good Lord, they put up with people like me. They're generally good, but then there are frightening people talking to your kids and grandkids. Frightening people. Like this one, bite 11. Listen to this.
As an educator, I am constantly worried if I am part of the problem. What do I mean by that? Well, public education is an institution that upholds lots of problematic systems in our society, like white supremacy and misogyny and colonization, etc. In my role as an educator, I try to undermine that BS in my classroom as much as I possibly can. I teach high school English and whoo! The white supremacy runs deep. What do I mean by that? Well, let's look at how we write essays. Start with an introduction that includes a thesis. Always cite your sources. Use transition words like however and therefore. These are all made-up rules. They're arbitrary. They were created by Westerners in power. In Linguistic Justice, April Baker Bell calls this the language of respectability or the language of power. Which got me thinking, what if I started my school year with a unit honoring how we talk rather than teaching students how to write properly? So this is the start of my series on teaching linguistics in high school.
Right, let's destroy language. Language is a measure, by the way, of a society, of how far you've come. Language is a measure of how far you've come as a society, you know, and which is why languages, written languages, are so important. And having rules for language and communication are important. But we'll just have no rules because it's white supremacy and colonization. There's an institution. There ought to be an institution for that broad right there. There ought to be. She ought to be in an institution. Or he, she, it, or whatever it is, whatever the pronouns are. At any rate, let's go to another teacher's. Teachers are saying that black kids, they just don't have a chance in many circumstances. We should just expect a lot less of black kids. Listen to this teacher, bite number 8. It's just jaw-dropping. Bite 8, go.
So we now know that trauma, like, just makes it almost infinitely harder to learn when you're a child. And we also now know that systemic racism is essentially an adverse childhood experience. And many researchers qualify systemic racism as an adverse childhood experience, which means that children who are black and brown in our schools are expected to be excellent while suffering from complex PTSD. And on top of that, we're also expecting these students to be excellent in a space that is actively hostile to them, their way of being, who they are as people, their history, their ancestors, everything.
Actively hostile. Liberalism is an adverse childhood experience. It makes you dumber. You know, things are tough all over. Everybody's got a backstory. People have trauma. Bad things happen to good people, and so on and so forth. This notion that somehow that children of color, black kids and brown kids, have a monopoly on bad experiences, therefore they should be expected to do less, that's insulting to me, to them, to this country, to teachers. And this kind of ignorance is just inexcusable. Oh, they had a bad childhood experience. Yeah, so did I. A few of them. It didn't mean I got to go, you know, get rewarded for doing nothing. You don't get rewards for doing... Work ethic is still work ethic. Get a grip, people. Here's something for you to get through the day of the stress, the nonsense, and the idiocy. Make sure you take your vitamins. Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins, no more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell Advanced Formula. It absorbs at 165% of vitamin pills. It tastes great. Check out all the American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you. American-made vitamins, a microgel formula. You can go drink it right out of the pack. It tastes great. Put it in your orange juice, whatever you want. Right now, save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com. You should go look at it. HealthyCell.com. Promo code Gruber. All right. We're going to have some adverse adult experiences after the break.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.